New Country Z100. Hey, good morning, Kent, the Country Morning Show today. We are gearing up for a huge Heron Festa Italiana in beautiful downtown Heron, getting started with Jake Owen on Thursday, May 26th, and ending with Country with Chris Jansen on Memorial Day. Now, before Chris Jansen, I'm so excited at the lineup that we've got going on because our very own Amelia Eisenhower is going to be taking the stage, and I've got Mama Rhonda and Amelia on the phone line with me from Nashville, Tennessee. Good morning.
Good morning.
You all sound like you've had your morning cup of coffee. Have you had the caffeine yet?
No, we're having it now.
Good deal. I was going to ask Amelia here, I mean, what is a typical morning there in Nashville, Tennessee for you and where you go to school? Like, what goes on in a day in the life of Amelia Eisenhower, American Idol star?
All right, so I get up around 5:30. I wake up, and then I get up at 6 because I'm late.
Yeah.
And after that, it's like I kind of crawl out of bed, find some form of clothing, get up, have some coffee, leave, sit in traffic for 30 minutes.
Right.
And then I sit in school for 8 hours.
Uh-huh.
And then I come home. I do whatever I need to, and I go to bed.
That where you go to school at, and I saw some videos of, like, you had a spring recital or something like that. Can you tell us a little bit more about, you know, what your focus was right there on, like, your spring recital?
All right. So I am an orchestra major at Nashville School of the Arts.
Mm-hmm.
So my spring recital was an orchestra performance.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, I had been gone for 2 months, so I had to learn all of the pieces last minute. And so I'm actually proud of how well that went.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking about that, and I know you're on Idol and out in California for a while and doing all this and that, and then your schoolwork, your studies. I mean, and this is not easy stuff. This is not like three-chord country that you were doing. I mean, you're playing some heavy-duty music there, Amelia.
Yeah.
I don't know, and Mom, I might be a little biased here, but how does her brain compute all the music and everything that's in her mind to get it out there for us? I mean, it's just crazy, and it's wonderful and everything.
Coffee. Well, besides coffee.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't mean to sound biased, but I am of the opinion that Amelia has an unnatural discipline for someone her age, that she's just extremely driven. And, you know, she's been training in music since she was 6 years old. So those foundational building blocks are very, very set in her brain.
Oh, I think.
She's just tough.
What's amazing is the fact that you got an amazing voice and vocal talent. At the same time, you're able to play solo on the violin. It's just really, really cool to watch and see. And I want folks to get there early on Memorial Day to see all of the great entertainment. But to also, if you've never seen Amelia Eisenhower do her thing, Mom, what can they expect on Memorial Day, you know, before Chris Jansen and here's Amelia Eisenhower on stage? What kind of show are we going to get?
They can expect a solid 45 minutes of some seriously great music. We're going to do some originals. We're going to do some really cool stuff. We're going to do some Adele. I mean, you're going to hear some great, great music, and we're just going to have a rocking good time.
I think what's neat is whenever you guys come up here and play or whatever, I will always find on social media people posting on the Z100 Facebook, or they'll send us a message here at Z100, and they're like, they'll include like a video or a picture of you guys. Like, I was literally blown away at what Amelia Eisenhower and her family band was doing. And how does that make you all feel when you see stuff like that on social media?
I mean, it really makes me happy to think that what we do actually makes people happy, because that's the entire point.
Yeah, I think it makes us feel so wonderful that people come away from our shows going, wow, I was not expecting that. Because, you know, I think when they see the kids and they see the instruments, they're expecting a lot of traditional bluegrass kind of songs.
Mm-hmm.
And when we jump in, you know, and we play, you know, something like Paint It Black by the Rolling Stones, you know, I think it's just, or we play something Nina Simone, something that's just so gritty Mississippi blues. You know, people are like, wow, we didn't know that's what you played.
Before Chris Jansen, Amelia Eisenhower and the family band here just gonna rock out for us there at Heronfest Italiana this year. Let me ask you this, Amelia, do you still have like AmeliaEisenhower.com? Are you still on Twitter and everything?
Yep, still got it all.
All right. Well, I will refresh everybody's memory at Z100FM.com how they can get in touch with you. And this is definitely somebody that you want to follow on social media because you're going to see her at Heronfesta. You're going to see her opening up for like George Strait on tour. Of course, he's retired now. How about Kenny Chesney? And then you're going to see Amelia Eisenhower and the crew doing stadium shows. So see her at Heronfesta first. And then we'll go from there. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Enjoy your day in Nashville, and we'll see you up here at Heronfesta.
Thank you.
All right. We'll see you soon.